Good morning.
Good morning.
From how you see it, what is cap and trade?
Well, cap and trade is a system to require reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Under a cap and trade system, companies have to buy the right to emit each ton of CO2 every year. And recent bills like the Waxman-Markey bill, which was last year, and then this year's Kerry-Lieberman bill, are cap-and-trade systems which are designed to reduce fossil fuel energy use by putting a price on carbon emissions.
Will it work?
Most likely, it would substantially raise energy prices. Our research, both on the Waxman-Markey bill, which I talked about in the paper for the Institute, as well as our new paper on the Kerry-Lieberman bill, shows substantial increases in energy prices because of the necessity to buy a right to emit a ton of carbon. For Michigan, and for example, your listeners might like to also look at the ACCF website and see the new results for the Kerry-Lieberman bill, which is the American Power Act. Michigan's energy prices would rise by 2030, residential electricity prices between 42 and 58% compared to the baseline forecast. Gasoline prices up 15 to 18%. Natural gas prices up 40 to 54%. And this is more than the national average because we did an analysis for all 50 states as well as the U.S. So the bill works in the sense that it raises energy prices. It also works in the sense that it slows economic growth because each 1% increase in U.S. economic growth is accompanied by a 0.2% increase in energy use. So when you make energy more expensive, you slow the increase in income. For example, in Michigan, gross state product by 2030, when the bill is fully phased in, would reduce your gross state product by between $9 and $12 billion just in that year alone. So think about the impact of a hit of $12 billion on state tax receipts. If the state gets, you know, 7 cents out of every dollar, you're down close to over $1 billion in state tax receipts just for that year. Now, the bill doesn't work in the sense that it makes no difference for global greenhouse gas emissions. Climate change is a global issue, and that developing countries whose emissions are growing very rapidly, like China, India, Brazil, Indonesia, unless they take on hard emission reduction targets, what we do here in the U.S. makes no difference.
So
Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator, testified to that before the Senate last year, that even if the U.S. hit the targets for emission reductions in the Waxman-Markey bill or the Kerry-Lieberman bill by the end of this century, it will make virtually no difference in the concentrations of GHGs in the atmosphere.
So you believe it will hurt Michigan and it will hurt the country?
I believe it will. The cost is very substantial and the benefits are almost infinitesimal in terms of helping the environment. So I believe it's important to try to slow the growth of greenhouse gas emissions, but not if it severely curtails economic growth and reduces employment. According to our study, the Kerry-Lieberman bill, if implemented, would reduce jobs in Michigan by between, in 2020, 3,000 and 5,000 fewer jobs, but by 2030, when it's fully phased in, you would have between 52 and almost 70,000 fewer jobs. And, you know, we recognize there will be more jobs in renewable energy and alternative technologies, but overall, because of the increase in energy prices, industry becomes less competitive, and overall, there is job loss.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Dr. Margot Thorning, who is Vice President and Chief Economist with the American Council for Capital Formation. Dr. Thorning, I don't want you to speak for the government or the folks who believe these bills will work, but in your estimations, why do they believe that we need cap and trade?
I think part of it is driven by pressure from some companies and some industries that think that they will have a competitive advantage. Some companies that, for example, utilities that have a lot of nuclear power or a lot of hydropower, feel that they would be advantaged vis-a-vis their competitors, and they also make the argument that they need to know what the rules of the game are going to be in terms of what sort of technologies will be required. But those companies, I think, are in the minority. Some members of Congress, I think, you know, are driven, obviously, by what some of their constituents are telling them. I think also there's been the idea that because the Europeans put in a cap-and-trade system back in 2005, that somehow the U.S. needs to follow suit. So, and I think most people don't really understand, you know, the economics of it, that it really isn't going to help global GHG concentration reduction just for Europe or just for the U.S. or even both of them to take on these hard targets. I do think there's some increasing awareness. I know many members of Congress understand very well the, you know, the fact that even if the U.S. were to hit these targets, it makes no difference environmentally. And I think that's why many of the Midwest congressmen and senators didn't vote for either getting the Kerry Lieberman bill out of committee or for the Waxman-Markey bill, because they understand they're dependent on fossil fuel, coal-fired utilities, and they understand that their industries are very energy intensive, and if you raise energy prices, they're going to lose out not only in U.S. markets but globally. They just won't be as competitive with their exports.
Dr. Thorning, I've just got about 15 seconds left. Do you think that this cap-and-trade package, that these bills by Waxman-Markey or Kerry Lieberman are going to pass?
I don't think they will pass this fall, but I do want to alert your listeners to what is happening with the Environmental Protection Agency. Environmental Protection Agency will start regulating greenhouse gas emissions from large emitters on January 2nd, 2011. That means emitters that want to expand or make new investments, if they're above a certain level, they're going to have to get a permit to do that, which may take years. So EPA is in the position to really strangle U.S. economic expansion and growth. It's a backdoor way of regulating greenhouse gas emissions by requiring companies to get either prevention of significant deterioration permits and Title V permits.